Homeless left on streets during pandemic, Homes for All, reverse the cuts. Andrea Gilbert, homelessness worker on the 29th of March, the government told local councils and outreach teams to bring all rough sleepers into accommodation. But even according to the government, just 90% of rough sleepers have now been taken off the streets, leaving 10% still on the streets with no support. The government announced £3.2 million to help with this, and London's mayor provided 10 hotels. But it's not enough. After this pandemic is over, the government and councils cannot let things go back to how they were before. They need to start mass building of council homes to support society's most vulnerable with somewhere to live. This will help ensure they can connect with local services to get the support and guidance they need to live a fulfilling life. Councils have a further part to play by ensuring services are available and staff have up-to-date training to support these people. A former soldier, Mike, 85, is currently rough sleeping with up to 30 others at Heathrow Airport Terminal 5 during the lockdown, according to the Daily Mail. Mike, who served in the Canadian Armed Forces, was in the process of applying for British citizenship before the pandemic started. He said his immigration status is a bit complicated. I don't want to tell you too much, because I could get into trouble and I have enough problems already. There were a lot more homeless people sleeping at the airport a few weeks ago, but most of them were found accommodation. But I think, because I'm not British, and because of my age, nobody is helping me. Mike is in the at-risk group for the coronavirus, and should be self-isolating for 12 weeks due to his age. It is shocking that a pensioner is being left on the streets with no recourse to public funding. This policy needs to go as it is leaving people on the street longer, and not supporting the most vulnerable. We need requisition of property unused by the super rich as they are taking homes from people who need them. And we desperately need to expand welfare and social services, so they can provide. Only socialist policies can reverse all the cuts and support us moving on from this crisis. Capitalism will not do this, which is why we need to fight for rough sleepers alongside fighting to change society for the better. We need socialism now, and for the future, so we can all thrive. A petition to support rough sleepers during and after the pandemic has over 4,000 signatures. Please sign and share widely. Search for the government stated every rough sleeper off the street, but this hasn't happened on change.org.